Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
During a job interview, the interviewer was impressed as he thumbed through the applicant's resume. A wide variety of jobs and experiences. The applicant replied, "That's when I went to Yale." "Wow, well, that's impressive," said the interviewer. "You're hired." "Thanks," said the applicant. "I really needed this job." Yale, job. Ah, you went to jail. It's been a while since I wrote a resume, but if I had it to do again, I would have new skills to include. Able to keep 3 toddlers alive for 3 hours while my wife goes shopping. Can pull apart 2 pieces of Lego without using my teeth. Proficient in Pig Latin. Survive 3 teenagers in my home. And I always put the USB stick in the right way on the first try, unless I don't. Here are some actual, I kid you not, real resumes as reported by amused employers. Key skills: excellent memory, strong math aptitude, excellent memory. Skills: I speak English and spinach, maybe Spanish too. Key skills: quick learner, good at maths and spieling. Can look in 2 directions at once, from a young guy with a lazy eye and a sense of humor. The guy was hired immediately. One applicant attached 67 photos of himself with random insects for a job selling cars. Can type really fast, boasted another. 20 words per minute is no problem for me. On a skills profile, communication. I communicate, yes. Want to know how many ways I can communicate? All the ways, that's right. Need me to say stuff? I can do that. Want me to type stuff? Done. Talk on the phone? Call me right now, and guess what? I'll answer so politely it will amaze you. Mateo says, I applied to work at a restaurant and under skills on my resume put common sense. I thought it would be funny and that I could expand upon it when asked, but the interviewer just said, we need that. We'll hire you if you're serious. Oh yeah, we could use a good dose of common sense these days. Here's another, desired position, proofreader, only he spelled it wrong. Objective, to become overlord of the galaxy. Job history, took a career break in 1999 to renovate my horse. Under job experience, one guy included nefarious dude and marijuana dealer. Earned intuitive understanding of supply and demand economics. Ran my own delivery service. Gained intimate access to several very exclusive county jails and learned a valuable life lesson. Well, call me naive, but I hope that guy got a second chance. You see, people can change. When we own up to what we've done, our past doesn't have to dictate our future, and failure can even be the back door to success. Whether or not you have a resume on file, we all accumulate experiences, keeping track of our victories and defeats. Those failures and flaws get filed away in our minds, and if we aren't careful, we allow our past to overshadow our future. We stop taking risks. We'll just fail again. Why bother? But the only one who never makes a mistake is the one who never makes anything. One of 1,000 things I love about Jesus is that he offers new chances and new life. Forgiveness for our past, hope for our future. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. As long as there's breath in our lungs, start again. Maybe write out a new resume today, and whatever you do, don't forget to add a little humor. Like the guy who was asked his current salary, $28,000. Your desired salary? $170,000.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, my husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.